I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Why did you say that then?
I understood that reference.
Forgot about my new toys. Let's go.
I'll have what she's having.
Hey, what's up? This is me talking about songs and shit.
And we're recording.
All right.
Welcome to the Geek Newsy number 11. 11.
We
11.
Know numbers 11. Now.
Up to two digits.
Well, 10 is two digits too, but okay, that's fine. 11.
English teacher.
Yeah, English teacher, not math. My apologies.
Is 11 not a double digit number?
But you said now, up to.
I didn't say now.
Yeah, you did. You said up to.
I said
to,
up to two digits.
Okay. Geek Newsy number 11.
Fuck.
I am with you.
I am with you.
No, I am. That's what I say. I am Nary Science. With me, as usual, is David Ulloa.
Howdy.
Who can't count.
This is going and, off the rails already.
Jeff Mercantini.
Buongiorno.
Bibbidi bobbidi.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
And we have a special guest tonight. We have Q from many things. And there's so many things.
There's
her
many
list
things.
Of accolades. AV. Was it AV? Not just AV.
AV, the podcast, Talking Geek.
Talking
AVK,
Geek.
The other podcast I'm on, which is Morbid Curiosity. And a lot of, yeah, I do way too many projects. But hello, everybody.
Yeah, hello.
Welcome.
It's been a long time coming. I've been asking Steph to ask you to come, and she hates you, and she doesn't ask you.
No, she's a little bit delayed. I'll probably get her message in like a year that you wanted me on the
podcast. It's an Australian time.
Yeah. There you go.
So it's different. Because she's moving. There.
Yes.
Are we all in agreement that she's not coming back?
Oh, no, I know she's not coming back.
I believe she's coming back.
To get her stuff.
Yeah.
Or to tell her mom to send her stuff over there, and she's just going to say hello and goodbye to everybody, and then bounce.
So, hello and welcome. This is the Geek News number 11, where we talk about all news in the world of geek.
These go to 11.
See, that's a good reference.
So why don't you just have them at 11 all the time?
No.
Why not make one as loud as two and make each one just, you know,
no, but these
one
go up
louder.
To 11.
These go up to 11.
These are different.
I love Christopher Guest.
So good. Yes, he's hilarious. Unlike Wes Anderson.
Who's not?
Blow my balls.
We'll start off slow on the news then. Let's see. So,
because I talked about Wes Anderson, you want to go slow?
Well, sorry.
Like, we'll start off extremely slow, like his plots.
So, there was a Disneyland map that was hand-drawn by Walt Disney that went up for auction this past week.
Oh, wow.
And it sold, what's your guess on how much that would sell? It was for the original Disneyland.
$2 billion.
$2 billion.
I wouldn't go that high, but I'd say $3.5 million.
All right. The map sold to a Disney fan for $708,000. That's it.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I could have gotten a loan for that much.
Probably. That's crazy. I would have expected a lot more.
Yeah. Well, the auctioneers, it looks like their goal was $900,000. But it looks like it only went to 708. It went to 708. The person who bought it, they did not give any information, so it's a private.
Okay.
We don't know who it is that got it.
I believe closed auction is the term.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the know.
Right. Yeah.
The previous owner was somebody named Ron Clark. He bought it. Look at this. The guy made $708,000. He bought that off of a Disney employee 40 years ago.
Wow.
He just bought it off a Disney employee.
And doesn't disclose the amount.
No, but I'm sure it wasn't.
I'm sure it was nothing.
If a Disney employee is selling that to you, it's probably like they stole that out of like Club 33 or whatever.
Yeah, just give me $1,000 cash and we'll call it even.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's get out of here.
They didn't realize what the value of it was. But yeah, so that was pretty cool.
Wow. I would love to own that.
Yeah. That would be sick. Did you just frame that and hang it up? Oh,
yeah.
It looks really nice too.
Walt Disney is... like on the mountain of people that you want to have dinner with.
Oh yeah, he's one.
Like all time, Walt Disney may be my number one.
Interesting.
Yeah,
that's a cool. That would be a cool.
Yeah.
Mountain of dinner party.
Yeah, dinner party mountain.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now this bit of news, I'm extremely excited for. And it's okay, Neri's not here because it involves reading.
Oh, great.
LeVar Burton has a new podcast now. And it's basically reading Rainbow for adults. It's called LeVar Burton Reads. And he will read short stories from all different kinds of genres, and it will be sprinkled with a little music and original sound design to make the story pop.
This sounds incredible.
I'm super excited for that. I wanted the show back, and now it's going to be a podcast for adults. He's reading me bedtime stories is what's going to happen. I'm
definitely
going to sleep to him.
Definitely. And it's short, stories, so you don't have to commit to a long time. Just get, you know, half hour.
LeVar Burton has to be one of the most underappreciated actors of the 20th century.
Okay.
I can't honestly think of anything else that he's been in.
Besides Star Trek?
Yeah.
Star Trek. Roots?
Okay.
Okay.
And?
That was a monumental piece of work.
Okay.
But is that it?
Well, what else does it? What else do you want?
I don't know, because when you say underrated, I'm like, okay, he's been in all these other things.
I did not say prolific. I just said reading underrated.
Rainbow? Yeah,
Reading Rainbow, so three.
Right. Yeah.
So, okay.
What else do you want?
Do we have to...
What more do you want?
What else do you need?
My cap's four. If you can give me one more, then I'll agree.
You know, just be a mountain. Kind of like a mountain. Like his fourth.
Let's see. What else did he do? I'm going on right here. Oh, he was Kwame in Captain Planet and the Planeteers.
Ah, that's right.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go.
Incredible.
He does a lot of voice acting stuff. Yeah, like Miles from Tomorrowland, which my son's very familiar with. Transformers Rescue Bots. But sure. Let's go with... Oh, he was in Rise of the Zombies. You're right. With Danny Trejo.
I love Danny Trejo.
Oh, Danny Trejo's amazing.
He's a national treasure and he's not even American.
Wait, he was Martin Luther King in Ali?
There you go.
Oh, wow. I don't remember that. Although I haven't seen that movie in a while.
Well, it said Martin Luther and it cut off. So yeah, Martin Luther King Jr. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
But you didn't remember that he was in Ali.
Listen, man, this isn't about me. All right? This is about LeVar Burton.
Does it say when the podcast is?
I think it's out already.
Oh, fantastic.
Let me see.
And it's called LeVar Burton Reads?
Yeah, because it says has launched a new podcast.
Oh, then yeah, it's already out.
Each episode will range from 30 to 60 minutes.
That's perfect.
That's awesome. I'm totally...
Well, maybe it'll get narrated
to reading. Look at the picture. It's just him sitting there. Like, look, you just want him to read to you, Dave. He's just sitting on there.
Yeah, I do. So much.
Butterflies in the sky.
I can go twice as high.
Take a look.
He's already three episodes it's in.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. He's done Kin, The Lighthouse Keeper, and Empty Places Part 1. So, yeah. And the longest one is like 47 minutes.
There you go. Something that, like you said, something to listen
to. That's perfect. Yeah, drive into work, you know.
That too. I got a piece of news for you, Dave.
Okay.
Jonathan Frakes.
Frakes?
Frakes.
Okay.
Frakes? Frakes? Frakes?
Frakes.
Okay.
You're talking about number one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jonathan Frakes returns to Star Trek franchise to direct Star Trek Discovery.
I am so excited for this show.
I don't know if you know, but he's a Trekkie.
I don't know if you know, but I hate Star Trek.
Oh, look at Turn your head around, Dave. Turn your head around, Dave. Turn
it's
your
head spin. Around. Just go crazy. No, I never got into Star Trek or Star Wars or anything like that, to be honest with you. Star Wars 2.
So you just didn't get into the space thing.
No, I never got into the space stuff. Like, that's what happened, is that I went straight into, like, lore, like, elves and dwarves and wizards and stuff like that.
I'm with you.
However, I have given Star Wars a chance. I don't think that anybody has given me the right way of getting into Star Trek, is what's happened. Now you can, when David, I leave, you could tell me, hey, watch these
the next
and
generation.
See if you're into it.
I would start with The Next Generation.
Because that's my wife. I was the same thing. I didn't watch Star Trek up until we've been married now. We're going to be 5 years next year. This year? Next year? Oh, fuck.
I have a tattooed on my chest.
Yeah, I hope she doesn't listen to the newsie. I know she's a year older. It's a year older than my son. So 5 years. We're going to be 5 years. And she told me, watch Star Trek The Next Generation first.
I'll watch that. I will try that out. Because that's the only thing that I haven't tried out. I watched Star Wars and did the whole nine and did them in order and not in order and the whole shebang.
Yeah.
But Star Trek, I haven't actually...
I haven't tried that either. I've been having problems sleeping and I think that's going to be the cure. It's just to put that on and be able to go to sleep soundly. Baby.
Yeah. Dave. She just said that she wasn't into Star Trek or Star Wars, so that's what Dave's there.
His head spun a little bit.
Yeah,
is that why he's pouting?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so he's going to direct. He's going to be one of the directors on the new Star Trek show.
I'm glad. I feel like CBS has dropped the ball on this show a lot.
It hasn't even
debuted yet, and they've already fucked up so many times. It was they did nothing for the 50th anniversary of the show.
Nothing.
And then they savages. And then they announced that this was going to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the show, except that was last year. And we still don't have the show.
It's in another time zone.
Another timeline, maybe. I don't know. And then Brian Fuller was supposed to be involved, and he was very heavily involved in some of the previous Star Trek stuff. And
can I ask you a question?
Nicholas Meyer was supposed to be involved as well, and he directed my favorite film in the Star Trek series, which is Wrath of Khan. And now Wrath of Khan. And he's no longer involved now. Brian Fuller, the extent of his involvement is not known. I don't know. I'm glad that it seems like they have a very diverse cast, a very good cast from what I can tell. And Jonathan Frakes directing is awesome.
I'm not trying to play devil's advocate, this is a sincere question. Does it make a fucking difference if they don't do anything for the 50th anniversary? Like, does it make a difference? I don't. Like,
yeah, I think they should.
Any franchise that I love, like DC did a big deal about, Superman's 75th year and then Batman's 75th year and then Wonder Woman's 75th year. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, had they not done something, I wouldn't have been like, how dare you?
I mean,
Superman only turned 75 once. I wouldn't give a fuck. I wouldn't care. I appreciated it because they gave discounts on the digital comics.
Financial reasons. Yeah, no, I totally love their idea.
Absolutely. Like, no, but that's one of the things. Like, to me, it wasn't like, had they not done it. Like, I'm glad they did it just so I could remember. I'm like, oh, that's right, he is 75. Oh, that's right, Wonder Woman does turn 75.
So they're doing their
due diligence.
Exactly.
Yes.
And when a company doesn't do that,
it seems as if they don't give a shit about the
right.
The
product. It's like, listen, why do I give more of a fuck about your intellectual property than you do?
Well, because they're a corporation and you're a human being.
Well, why aren't the people that are involved at the creative level doing something then?
I mean, if they want to, smart of them to do it, because
of course,
all their fans,
you can remarket something, rebrand
crap.
Something, and sell it.
That's
you
not
know.
Shit that says 50th anniversary.
That's not true. You cannot come out with a version of something and then come out with a director's cut and then come out with the extended cut and then come out with the expanded special edition director's cut. You can't do that. It's not like I bought five Terminators. You can't do that.
Well, you can, because Dave
didn't. No, you could. I have Terminator 2 and I'm four different fucking versions.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Four different versions of DVD. It's not even like I have the tape and I have the laser disc.
I showed you guys the cassette. I found the cassette the other day. I've got it on DVD twice. I've got the regular edition that came out. Then I got the extreme edition, which was the longer.
I got the Skynet edition. Did you get that? Yeah. You know what the difference is?
No, I didn't get the Skynet.
You know what the difference is? I don't know. I don't know what the difference is, but I said Skynet edition. I gotta get the Skynet edition. I had to fucking get it.
But like,
you know why? Because that fucking company, that corporation, cares about repackaging their shit.
There you go. They find something in their archives, and I want to know. Well, and with Star Trek, with how much is locked away in like fucking reels of film, like fucking release that. You know, go through that. Take some fucking time and some effort. Let me know that you care, and I'll continue to invest in your. I own everything that Paramount has released from Star Trek on Blu-ray. That is a huge investment. I've got thousands of dollars that I've invested into your fucking property. Let me give you more of my money.
Take my money, please.
Like, I can see where you're going with it, because even for the 10th anniversary of Firefly, they did a thing at San Diego Comic Con.
Right, they did like a big table read or something like that.
Well,
right?
And they reunited all the cast. They did. People were camping out for nine
hours.
There's
only one of them that was working, so it wasn't that difficult to reunite that cast.
Well, then, isn't it also because
Alan Tudyk's completely wrong.
I have no. Aside from Nathan Fillion, I have no idea who the fuck is in this cast. Well, that's literally a troll.
I know. But Dave's like.
I'm worked up right now about Star Trek, and now you're getting
saying,
me on another fan favorite.
I just don't care that a company. I mean, it's nice that they do, but I wouldn't be upset that they didn't. Is what I'm trying to say. I get it. Everybody's different. Everybody, they take things to heart.
But you don't think that maybe like even bigger ones, like 25th, 50th, like every 25th,
right? Like that's
because I mean, like,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's
giving the example of my favorite character of all time, Superman, and they celebrated their 75th anniversary, and Warner Brothers did do it, and I was like, oh, cool. Had they not done it, I wouldn't have been like, damn you, Warner Brothers! damn you, DC!
No, but you know, a lot of people would have.
Yeah, I mean, but they're virgins. Do they count? I mean, are we talking about people that count? Jesus Christ. You virgins, get it because they don't have sex because they're so invested in fucking fictitious thing. You get it. You get it. All right.
Virgins have a voice too.
Yeah, it's just squeakier.
And with more acne.
And nobody's guys. Squeaky guys always.
Yeah, like, that's all I'm saying is I get that you would want them to do a 50th anniversary. You would want them to celebrate. And I was listening to Kevin Smith's podcast about Frasier. And they talked about this last year when they were recording the episode. They talked about that, yeah, that Paramount hasn't done anything for the 50th anniversary, and they talked about somebody else did a bigger hoopla for their property than they did for their property. And right. I forgot who it was. I forgot whatever it was that they were like, these people are, I think it was something like DC or something. I don't remember who it was, but they actually did a, hey, congratulations for 75, you know, for 50 mm-hmm. years or whatever. And he was complaining too. Not Kevin, the other guy that started, who's the guy who I'm talking about? Matt Myra was complaining about them not doing a 50th, not doing anything for the 50th anniversary. And I was like, that I didn't, again, I'm just going by, I would do. Would I have liked it? Yes. Did I appreciate when Warner Brothers did it? Yes. But I just wouldn't have cared if they didn't though. I still would have bought their comics, right? You're still gonna buy their stuff.
Well, yeah, and I'm still gonna watch this TV show, but
I think the problem with this TV show is that they're putting it on that fucking network. They're putting it on that.
Well, and that's another.
You're making it harder.
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
You're making it harder for. And I get what you're trying to do as a business standpoint. You're trying to get people to buy into this service. Right, to that it's going to be $10 a month or whatever. So you're trying to lure people into this app, but I think that what you're going to end up doing is getting a lot more people are just not going to watch the show than the people that are going to buy the app specifically for the show.
Oh yeah, it's going to backfire on them.
I think, and again, coming from somebody, if this show being on the podcast that I'm on, being friends with Dave, if this was on a regular CBS network, you know, and they come out with this show on the regular CBS network, I would have given it a shot. Now that you're gonna make me spend $10, I will never give you a shot.
Yeah, I'm just gonna take his path.
I gotta tell you.
I wait for like a Russian friend later on to show me the show.
I'm torn. I really am torn because
Natalie. This is my homeland, and I'm already torn.
No? I love that song.
Song's amazing.
That's a cover.
Is it?
Yes.
What?
That's a cover.
Don't do that shit to me.
Don't do that to me.
I'm almost certain that's a cover.
Oh, now it's almost okay, Raul.
No.
Oh. Well, no. Yeah, exactly. I don't want to be Raul.
Oh.
No.
I want to be sure of what I'm saying. So I am almost certain that's a cover. I'm already torn because.
But thank you, because the searches make me look at pictures of her. And
Oh God, Natalie Imbruglia. Now I'm fucking thinking about Natalie Imbruglia. I don't know.
You're
it
welcome.
Was a cover. Oh, I'm sorry.
It is a cover.
You're welcome. Now that you think about Natalie Imbruglia, you're welcome.
It is a cover of a group called Edna Swap.
Does that really count though? If nobody's ever, it's like a tree that falls in the fucking forest and nobody hears it. Does that really count?
I don't know whether to stick it to CBS and say fuck you. I'm not gonna pay the $10 a month because the show's probably gonna run for about 3 months, right? So that's a $30 investment on something I'm not gonna be able to keep.
Or
support Star Trek and say, all right, well, I'll take the $30 hit.
There's a third
and then
option.
I'll cancel the subscription
There's
once
a
it's
third
done.
Option, my friend, which is what I do for every year for Game of Thrones. Okay, you wait till there's only 4 more episodes gonna be released, then you purchase the fucking thing and you binge watch all fucking episodes. All
right.
That's what I do with Game of Thrones. Every year, I just wait. Ever since I caught up, because the first 4 or 5 seasons I never watched. So I binge 4 or 5 seasons at a time, and every season since then, both seasons, every time it comes on, I just wait for this to be 4 more episodes left, and then I fucking get the HBO app and HBO Go. I pay the $14 it is, whatever, for HBO Go for that 1 month, and I binge watch the whole fucking thing and then cancel.
That's,
so you lose $10.
Okay, that's smart.
That's look, man. If you need tips on being broke, you come to me.
But I guess the rub is, if a lot of people don't support, then it's a show that might not. it won't succeed. So as a fan, you're caught in between that.
That's my dilemma, is because I know, because it's happened before. Paramount will say, oh, people aren't interested in Star Trek. Why did we bother making another show in the first place? This is the first time in 15 years that there's been a Star Trek TV show. You know?
Doesn't matter. One Star Trek season is more than enough. The face of disappointment that you give, you're so angry right now.
He's like, I can't even look at you right now.
He can't even look at you.
Okay. All right. So there's four actresses rumored to be up for Joss Whedon's Batgirl movie.
Like the fact that he stopped talking. Like he just stopped. Dave stopped.
When you don't have anything nice to say, you don't say nothing at all. Sorry, I saw Bambi.
the four actresses
that Joss Whedon
for
the shortlist, right?
Catherine Langford, that she was from 13 Reasons Why, the main girl.
She killed herself?
Yes.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
That's all we need.
Elle Fanning, that she's from Super 8, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
None of these are redheads. So.
Jane Levy, who she was from Don't Breathe and Evil Dead.
Yeah.
She's cool. I like her.
Yeah, she's great.
And then Margaret Qualley, that she's she plays Jill Garvey on the HBO series The Leftovers.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Her. She's a fantastic actress.
Okay.
I'm not seeing any Emma Stone, and I'm really wondering what the fuck is going on.
You know me. Yeah, I'm all about Emma Stone on anything. And that was...
So am I. And she's a redhead.
I think she is perfect.
Yeah. No, why are we fucking playing games here, Joss?
Yeah. Dude, I thought the same thing. I thought the same thing when I saw her.
That's also a remake. That's also a cover.
And then she got killed off. I was like, perfect. Now she can do the Batgirl. The Batwoman. Batgirl. Blah, 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 blah. She can now go to DC because she's done with Marvel.
Right.
And I love Emma Stone. She's a great actress. I love that she would play the role. I have a feeling that she might not be the one that wants to do that particular
Because she'll be in a wheelchair? That's fucked up, Emma. That's fucked up.
That's so fucked up, Emma.
Jesus Christ.
I can't believe you.
Challenge yourself.
Right? Come on, girl.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be awesome, though, if they tell the story of Batgirl through a flashback of how she got to be
Oracle?
That
would be awesome.
That would be fucking dope.
Why don't they just cast
Hire me.
Alicia Silverstone, the one who's pissed off because everybody was gloating about Wonder Woman. I was like, "Cause you were only in the worst Batman movie ever made."
She wasn't in Batman 66. You see what I did?
Oh my god! It is.
It's an all out of front on David's senses, man. I'm like,
Pobre David.
But yeah, you read that article, right? Where she was all pissed off.
Yeah. We talked about it last week on the podcast. Thanks for listening.
Fuck. Sorry. Well, she has 75,000. Yeah. I've been dealing with a lot of crap. But yeah, I saw that article. I was like, you're full of it. You're just full of yourself at this point.
Where the fuck does she get off? I don't
know. Probably in her vagina.
Probably right.
That would be correct.
Clitoral? Yeah. Maybe. What if she wasn't? What if she's like, ha, jokes on you, I get off with my ass. And like, sorry.
Bravo.
In that case, I take back every nasty thing I've ever said about you.
You're a hero. all right, this is really quick news, but it's fantastic.
But Emma Stone, right?
Yeah,
Is there another one that's maybe if they want to go younger, which would be understandable? Because Emma's going to be 27, 28, and they want this to be a franchise to move on to the future. So what if they want to go younger? Who would you say?
I'm going
to
say
something. I'm going to throw a name out there, and people, go ahead.
Well, I got one, too, that I if we want to go a little multi-ethnical.
No.
Ethnic?
No.
Ethnic.
This is not about whitewashing, bro.
Okay, because I was going to say Vanessa Hudgens.
No,
I could see Vanessa Hudgens.
I not only don't see it, I negative see it.
Okay,
I don't think you've seen her bush. So that's why I think you're being.
I have actually.
I haven't seen her bush, so maybe that would change my mind.
I found.
Oh, let me hook you up, my friend.
I found the flash drive that I had it all saved on the other day.
Okay, yeah, it's caught my phone.
From the frappening? Is that was she on that too?
This is
the
before
the whole frappening thing.
This
Wait, what are you talking about? I love my wife.
I think we all love our wives.
I don't know if she was legal when those pictures...
Actually, I showed my wife. I was like, look,
I don't know if she was legal. I showed it too.
Yeah, she was. Like, okay.
Look at those.
Look at who titties are out right now.
Oh, okay. But I don't know. Still not...
I still don't see
still,
it.
That's a different type
this
of viewing that I'm seeing now.
This is my view. This is my favorite.
That's an interesting shot. That's a good shot, actually.
It's a good shot.
welcome to the geek.
No, I mean, good I'm times. Like one of the bros, so that works out just fine.
Jesus Christ.
If you guys can't tell and you're listening right now, I'm totally gay.
What?
You never
off.
But you have a raspy voice. So, I mean, the listener may not even pick up. I mean, and we just
they
say
might not even know I'm a girl in the first place.
And we just say Q. Yeah. Like, they don't. I mean, it's
by the way, I'm
like,
a chick, but I'm a chick who likes chicks.
Yeah. Hey. Which is our favorite kinds of chicks, to be honest with you, on this show. That's perfect. My favorite kind of chick.
There's the
only other, better chicks are the chicks that would like to have sex with me. That's it. Other than that, chicks that like to have sex with chicks are the best.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a lot of common.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's literally the first joke I ever did on stage.
There's a character named Q on Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh,
and
really?
He is maybe the best character.
Oh,
in the whole
series. I do know Q is a really cool character.
He's awesome.
Q. I think he's going to be at Super
Fun. That is who I want to take our picture with.
Okay. I'll do it. Christy might actually fight me and do the picture with you. Because she loves Q.
I would much rather have Christy. I like her more than you.
Taking a photo with my wife.
Yeah, but here's the problem, though. Chris is going to be at the edge of the picture.
No, John DeLancey is not.
He's not Sarah Michelle Gellar.
A fucking douche.
Yeah. When she took a photo op with Sarah Michelle Gellar at Celebration, because
they had a yardstick.
She's a Buffy fanatic.
They had a yardstick, and
they
Buffy
literally
was like,
"Don't get near her. She's at her first convention."
If you see the picture, if you see the picture, you think that she was superimposed.
Yeah.
Oh my
it's
God.
The most awkward looking.
It was literally probably.
Pull that picture up. Pull that picture up. It's the most
and
awkward.
And why even pay for that?
And
then
a lot.
I could have taken a selfie from a distance.
It was a lot.
And a lot.
Using just a selfie stick.
Mind you, I take a photo with Mark Hamill and he's in me.
Yeah.
And
I've
I'm
seen
like,
all the pictures we've
oh
yeah.
my
Mark
God,
Hamill.
Those
he's
are
like
my
all
dreams.
About it.
And Alan Tudyk. Both of them. They were like, hey, my friend.
And Sarah Michelle Gellar, who do you think you fucking are? Because you were Buffy? Fuck you.
When she took the photo, she did do
what I said. That's exactly what I said. I'm like, you've done Buffy.
It was her first
thank you,
con.
But fuck you.
Yeah, like, it was her first con ever, so I can kind of get...
Stop it.
Because
was it, though?
It was.
I don't care if it was your first con ever. You
even
don't fucking
more so,
do that.
You don't have to be a bitch.
Even do that. You don't have to be a bitch. You should be really fucking... It's your first con ever. That means that you're getting mega money.
Yeah.
We're
because
totally
everybody's,
Sarah Michelle Gellar,
because everybody's throwing money at you because everybody wants to be the first con to have you, right? That's what everybody wants to do. So the fact that you've never done one and you have a huge following, they're throwing mega money at her. Plus the fucking cost of the pictures. Don't get me the fuck out of here. Like, look, I love Chris Pratt. I love him and everything he's done. I love his work. And every interview he's done, he's always seemed like a super cool dude. The moment I heard him say that he doesn't take pictures with fucking with fans, fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
Yeah,
I don't.
He'll
that's,
sign
we're
things,
done, man.
He'll sign things. He'll do that, but he won't take pictures with you.
Yeah. Fuck.
Why?
Fuck you, dude. Because he gives that fucking LA. He gives that LA bullshit reason. My LA, I mean phony. Is that he gives that fucking like, oh, we're not in the moment.
Right.
Yeah. Taking a picture. Can we just like let's just have a conversation. Me and you, we don't have to have fucking a picture of it.
It's like, no, I want people to know I talked to Chris.
No, that's the whole fucking point. What do you think? We're actual friends? Are we really gonna go fucking hang out and have beers now? He gave that example. Why can't we just hang out and have beers? Oh, really, Chris? Is that what you're gonna fucking
let's
do with
go
your
have
fans?
Beers because if
let's
that's
go,
what we do,
do
then
matter,
I won't
let's
take
go
a
right
picture.
Now.
Yeah.
Let's go right now.
Yeah.
I'll treat. Take this picture.
Listen,
I'll give you
I don't
phone.
Fucking drink and I'll go fucking have a beer with Chris Pratt if that's the way it's gonna be. But don't tell me this because you know you just walking down the street doesn't mean that you want to fucking hang out with every fucking person that sees you on the street. So just take a fucking picture. Be grateful for your fans
and
shut the fuck up, man. Just keep it moving.
Yeah.
That really bothers me about Chris Pratt, and it hurts me to say that because I've fucking loved him since Parks and Rec, and it bothers me to say that. Same thing with Sarah Michelle Gellar. Like, fuck you, dude. Christy, I can't find a bigger fan that I know than Christy for Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know how big of a fan Christy is? She's still happy she got that picture.
Oh, I would have been pissed.
Yeah. No, but she's still happy.
Yeah.
That's how big of a fan Christy is. And I'm like, your fans deserve better than that. Not me, dude. I'm not paying for that. I'm not paying for you. I wouldn't pay $5 to take a picture of Sarah Michelle Gellar. Personal opinion. But your fans love you, dude. Your fans love your work.
I would
don't be a fucking douche.
Pay the money to take a picture of Christy Swanson, who was the first Buffy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's so
oh, I will
she's
take a picture
of Christy Swanson.
Oh,
shit, man.
Yep. Best, dude. She's
I know. And then what she
best.
Did, she did Car Chase.
I would love
like that. And I was like, God damn you.
I would love her.
She was in one of my personal favorite movies, The Phantom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would love to take a picture of Christy Swanson, and I will have her sign a Hooters shirt. Big Daddy.
Yeah, Big Daddy.
Well, that's
for sure.
And sign it and be like, 5-year plan. Can you put 5-year plan?
Well, that's like when I met the guy from Spaceballs, the We Ain't Found Shit guy, that he's also in Star Trek.
Yeah.
Like, he signed it, and I walked away from the table, and I go, and I turn, because there was nobody in line for him, and I turn back around, and I go,
shocker.
I go, can you write We Found Shit? And he goes, yeah, man, no problem. I go, thank you. Yeah. I have it framed in my house and with awesome. We Ain't Found Shit.
When you have experiences like that,
I texted Christy to send it to me.
That's what keeps you
the
going, you know?
Bro, this celebration was in April, the beginning of April.
I apologize.
Wait.
And she didn't post it, remember?
This is a recent Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
This is like so many years after Buffy was even a TV show. Right. You still thought you had enough pull to pull out of your
And the only reason they say that, according to Jeff, the only reason she actually did it is because her husband was doing it. And so they were like, well, you know, whatever.
Well, because do you watch Rebels?
No.
Okay, well.
Because she doesn't watch Star Wars.
Sorry, I forgot that.
Yeah.
Well, one of the main characters on Rebels, Freddie Prinze Jr. voices. She voices I wouldn't say she's a major character, but a moderate level character. So he was a recurring guest. So he was going to the con. So she's like, "Well, I'll just go with you."
And then,
and it's Star Wars because I'm part of the Star Wars universe Rebel now. Thing. But so she went there too. But this was her first convention.
Let's be real. She goes, "How much?"
Yeah, I'm there.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, fuck it. I mean, I don't like people. I don't like my. That's what she's mean.
I mean, you've got.
I don't like people. I get it. A lot of people, not just actors and entertainers, but a lot of people are.
Antisocial.
They have anxieties, and you know, with meeting new people, and they're germophobes and other crazy
that's what
shit.
They said another thing was hers,
and that's like, totally fine. Nobody's telling you that she has to hug people. But let them get closer.
Freddie Prinze Jr. is like hugging people. And when they did the dual photo.
Well, I mean, look at his wife. He's trying to hug somebody. Yeah. His wife is obviously not letting him get
you know
close.
What? He's going to stick his dick in her later. And he touched all those people.
We don't know that. Do they have kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Kids. Yeah.
What I want to know is how soon after she became a celebrity did she develop all of these phobias? Because there's people who genuinely have these debilitating diseases.
Yeah.
All right. These debilitating conditions. And then there are people who are just fucking douchebags who are like, I'm a germaphobe. I'm afraid. I'm like, no, you don't.
Well, to play devil's advocate in the germaphobe department, you may not be a germaphobe if you have a regular 9-to-5 and nobody wants to touch you, and then all of a sudden you have a million people that want to touch you. That may become a thing.
But look at how it's real.
Because it's a big difference when you're a nobody and nobody's fucking asking to take a picture of you or with you, and then all of a sudden you do a show like Buffy, and now you have a million people everywhere you go trying to take a picture. So that big jump.
What about Howie Mandel?
Yeah. Right. Or somebody funny. Yeah, absolutely. I'm kidding. That's just a funny thing to say. I think how he is. Yeah.
But he will always give you a fist bump.
He will give you a fist bump. And then he'll wash his fist.
But he does something. He does something for the fan.
Right. I don't like that. I still stand by. She doesn't have to touch her fans. She doesn't have to allow her fans to touch her. But stand within a fucking 2-foot radius. 2 feet. Yeah. That's not awful. That's not bad. You could be like pointing. She could be pointing. She could be doing something fun in that picture.
I can't wait to see.
She's literally sitting like this and smiling at the camera, looking forward.
She's not even facing Christy.
That's the part that fucking gets me.
It's like, look at her.
And she's looking at the camera like this. Christy's back here.
Dude, she could have a fucking prop. All they gotta do is give her a fucking stake, a wooden stake, and she could be like this. Yeah. And then the fucking person could be 2 feet away going like, no. And that's a fucking fun picture. Yeah. And you don't have to.
What you just did was more fun than the picture.
With Norman Reedus and Sean Patrick Flannery, whenever you do a Boondock Saints photo op, they give them guns.
Yeah.
So they'll pose with you kneeling down in front of them doing the, like, if they're doing the prayer.
Oh, prayer, right.
The one we have when we met them is they're pointing the guns on either side of us, and the guy that plays Rocco's in between us laughing like a crazy person.
Right.
Like, a lot of them do that. Dude, fucking Bruce Campbell was wearing a leisure suit in our photo, and they go 1, 2, 3, and he does a karate kick in our picture. Like, some of these people are.
He is the king.
And then you have Alex Winter, which we always go back to.
Yeah.
And that guy can fuck himself in the ass.
He's not David. He can't literally fuck himself in the ass.
I has a giant curve penis, upward, not downward. So I can't physically do it.
That's weird. Why would you curve upward?
Alex Winter from Bill and Ted.
He
was an asshole.
Really?
I mean, it doesn't curve up and in. It just goes up.
I go to the right.
Yeah.
I'm
straight, okay. But just up.
Or a Bill and Ted autograph picture, and he signed on Keanu's side. And then the photo op, my friend and I were like, hey, we'll split it, because it's Alex Winter.
It's $12.
And there were six people.
Total.
in line. Usually these photo ops have hundreds of people. Six people. The kids in front of us go, hey, can we do the wild stallions? He goes, you do whatever you want, man. I'm just standing right here. And I'm like, oh, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. Six of us spent the money stupidly to fucking take a photo.
I would have said that out loud.
And really, you paid the money to do that pose.
You.
That's really what you did.
Yeah.
You paid the money to do that pose. Yeah. And now it's not even worth
some
it.
I would have bought a fucking Keanu cutout. That would have been fucking great.
And hugged him.
And hugged him. And then we're like,
dude, John Barrowman. When I met John Barrowman.
What a fucking dick, huh?
When I met John Barrowman, we spent a lot of money on that picture. But he fucking hugged me in the photo like what's straddling me. And I was like, this is amazing. This guy's fucking hilarious.
It wasn't a photo op, but when I, hard air quotes, met Frank Miller, it was really disappointing. He signed the very first issue of Daredevil that he ever drew for me. And so that was great, but really disappointing. You can't look at him. You can't talk to him.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Some of these people are like
that. But he's like, I get that, man. Though. I really do. I get that. Because he's an artist and he's eccentric and he's one of those fucking cookie nuts guy. You kind of know what you're getting into. What bothers me is like if he would have said I'm not signing that, or if he would have said
no, he signed everything that someone put down.
And then if he would have said stand 10 feet next to me. That to me is shitty. Like don't look at it. Well, he's not looking at you, so I think it's kind of
right.
Whatever. Are we doing news?
Well, yeah, because this is when
I just don't like. I don't like. And you know what bothers me the most is that I'm more upset about it than Christy is.
Christy, yeah, she's such a diehard fan.
Christy's such a diehard fan that she was like, it's okay. Like, she's making excuses for it. She's like a fucking, she's like a beaten wife. She's like, it's okay. No, but you don't understand. I was the first call. Like, she's defending her. And I'm like, no, Christy, this is wrong.
That's
what she did was wrong.
And Sarah Michelle Gellar said, I have that same shirt. And she was like,
yeah,
that's it. That like made it worth it for
her. But you know, I'm a super fan of Frank Miller.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've defended his work.
You didn't see the 300 tattoo on his ass?
I thought that was just the amount of guys that went in. That'd be much higher.
Oh, man, I don't remember college.
Be much higher.
Because the roofie. Anyway.
Wait, by the way, if I was going to go back real quick out of that four, I guess.
I thought you were going to say, by the way, if I was going to do guys. I swear to God, I thought you were going to say that. Because we just talked about 300 guys up his ass, and you were like, which, by the way, if I was going to,
I'm going to do it, I'm going to go hard. You know, I'm going to go all the way.
Fuck.
Baby, I love you.
She's not listening to this. She's not one of the five people that listen. She's not my mom
and your mom. Yeah,
who
and me.
Who would you cast if it wasn't Emma Thompson?
Emma Stone.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You basically put my wife and Emma Stone together in the same thing. But no, if I had to choose out of those four, and if they were going to go younger, I would go Elle Fanning.
Yeah,
is probably the one that I would go.
Can I throw in a wild card here? I
would Julianne Moore.
Dakota Fanning.
No.
Dakota Fanning? Yeah.
And I think she's overrated.
Well, you're not working from my house anymore, so enjoy
this. No, I like her, and I've seen almost every single one of her movies, but I don't think that she would be able to pull off that
what?
That type of a role, to be honest with you.
She's never done a role like that, but she's done every other kind of role.
So then for that, why don't you say Chloe Morant that did Hit Girl? She's already done Batgirl, pretty much.
Okay.
She has.
Fine.
And she I'll do Chloe
Moretz then. That's the only Chloe reason Moretz I wouldn't works. Do Chloe Moretz is because she's already done it. She's already Hit Girl. She's already her own. Yeah. That's already her own thing. I don't need.
But she really played Damian Wayne.
She really did.
Yeah.
Fuck, she did. God, I never even put that together because I saw it when it came out before Damian Wayne was a thing.
I mean, he already was, but that's fine.
Damian Wayne was not a thing in 2010.
Yes, he was.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. He's been around, I want to say, since the mid 2000s.
No, that incarnation of Damien?
The very first
issue. The New 52 of Damien?
New 52 didn't start till 2011.
That's what I'm saying.
But he's been around since before then.
Really?
Damien didn't start in New 52.
I'm only a New 52 guy. We've talked about this.
Damien's first appearance is Batman number 666.
I love opening my phone to this.
That's, oh, wow. Yeah.
I know.
Batman number 666, I'm looking at pictures of Elle Fanning. Great issue.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to keep looking at this just to see.
I think the best actress out of that bunch is... is the girl from The Leftovers. She's a fantastic actress.
Okay. But so is...
Okay.
I don't know how much I want to get to.
So is Dakota Fanning.
She is.
I'm all ready for you. I don't know if they're ready.
Yeah, there's two bits of news I want to get to. Super excited for the show, and I've talked about this to you guys, that they dropped a trailer for Rob Lowe's new show.
Oh, I haven't seen the...
I haven't seen the chat.
The link.
I know you put it, but
Yeah, so it's going to be called The Lowe Files, and it's him and his two sons hunting... unsolved mysteries throughout the United States.
This sounds awesome.
That sounds cool.
And while talking about it, he said that he was almost killed by Bigfoot one time.
Yes.
And that's one of the driving forces for him to do the show.
Yes.
I cannot wait for the show to happen.
Man, you
hair
are not
red hair.
You are not wrong. 2006.
Mm. Yeah.
You are not wrong. Batman 655.
And then the last bit of news that I just wanted to mention because it's awesome is that Patty Jenkins has confirmed that she will direct the Wonder Woman sequel.
But she's already confirmed. But have they confirmed? Did they have?
No, this was Friday she confirmed.
But they haven't confirmed that they're going to do a Wonder Woman sequel. They
no, she said that. I'm signing on for Wonder Woman 2.
Yes, but they have not confirmed that
that's even happening.
That's a sequel yet. She, if there is a sequel, she will do it. But they have not confirmed the sequel yet.
God.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, okay.
And she said if and when
I'll do it.
If and when Warner Brothers has approached her, apparently, whatever. It was in her contract. She had a thing that she could have taken the option to do part two or not do part two. And she's saying that she will do part two. And she gave a great reason why.
Yeah.
She said that she was really considering not doing it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then she said, why would I not want to do this? Because she didn't want to do the same thing over again. She goes, no, but it's just still, like, I have the chance to do. She's a legit comic book fan. And she said, aside from Superman, Wonder Woman was always her favorite character, which I would fucking love her to do a Man of Steel 2.
Her Man
Holy
of Steel
shit,
2
would be so incredible. Fucking amazing.
Yes.
But she said, I have one of my favorite characters of all time. I have total control. Like, that. Why would I not
want
to do
this? She can do whatever she wants.
And I could take the story wherever I want. It's my job not to just do another one, but to do a better one. And I'm like, oh. Fuck yes, yeah. Yes. But they haven't confirmed. But it's gonna happen. It's been 5 weeks now. They're going into week 5 of Wonder Woman being released, and they're already at $700 million worldwide, which has already surpassed Suicide Squad, and it's already surpassed Man of Steel. And the only one left is Batman vs Superman, and they're like
829 million.
Yeah. So $829 million was
in its entire run,
in its entire 13-week run, and we're at 5 weeks for Wonder Woman.
It's gonna definitely surpass
BVS. Yeah, absolutely.
I knew it was going to surpass Suicide Squad. Like, that was like a...
Well, Suicide Squad did more than Man of Steel.
Yeah, I know. Made a lot of money.
Crazy for me, because I think that Man of Steel was a better movie when you...
Yes. Well, I think it's a much better film.
But I think it's also, if you look at the trailer, they got Will Smith, who Will Smith's always going to be a pull.
Amazing marketing.
Yeah.
Because when you put Bohemian Rhapsody on any trailer, everybody's into it.
Damn, that's a good cover. Hold on.
That's another good cover.
I'm totally joking.
No, it is a
good cover. I do like Suicide Squad. I do see the appeal of it, because you could go and watch Suicide Squad and not be a comic book fan. Yeah. If you're just an action movie fan, you could go watch Suicide Squad and
not matter.
And totally go into it watching it multiple times in a movie theater if you just like action movies.
It's also something that Marvel hadn't done. The
anti-villain
show, you know. Yeah, so it was a gamble, I think. You know, as
I think it was a major gamble, because
as star-studded as it was, because it was nobody a gamble. Knew
if you don't know superheroes, if you don't know comic books, you don't know Suicide Squad. Period. Right. It's like Guardians. If you don't know superheroes, you
that
don't
was
know
a huge gamble.
That was a huge gamble.
That was a huge.
Here's
gamble.
Why I say it's not a huge gamble.
Guardians
here's,
has always been the B team.
Well, I totally agree.
No, not even the B team, because the B team is the fucking X Men.
No, the B team is Iron Man. Shut your fucking mouth. X Men is always A team.
What?
Always.
No.
In comic book sales, X-Men always exceeded.
Okay. If we're going to talk comic book sales, yes.
Always exceeded. X-Men
about
has always...
Awareness but by telling, the general public.
But how
Avengers,
can, but how can you
X-Men
have how can you have one
no,
and not the other? Wait.
D.
Hold on. How can you have one and not the other? How can X-Men be the A-team in sales and yet be the B-team in popularity and in product awareness? That doesn't make any sense. Obviously, more people are buying that book. Obviously, more people would know about it.
Because
A niche market is buying that book more.
But I think that wouldn't that overflow into the overall sample?
No. If somehow it doesn't.
I don't know, man.
Captain America,
I mean, it's hard for
the
us to,
Hulk,
well, Captain America,
Spider-Man, all these guys are much
Spider-Man
more on the social conscious of than the X-Men.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
Those three characters, yes, but I said specifically Iron Man. That's what I was talking about specifically is Iron Man.
He's always been a B character.
Yeah. Yeah. And
yes, I'm telling you. Anyways, going back to what I was saying about the reason why I don't think Guardians as a film was a huge gamble. I'm not saying it wasn't a gamble at all. That's ridiculous, because every movie is a gamble, right? Let's be honest. Every movie. The reason why I don't think it's a huge gamble is because Marvel already had a track record. Marvel had a successful track record that fanboys, some of which we may or may not know, we'll see anything that Marvel puts out. Anything. So that's why I don't think it's a huge gamble. I thought it was a gamble more so than obviously a Superman movie or obviously those kind of Wonder Woman. But it's not a huge gamble.
I think that you're assuming that the majority of people are Marvel fanboys and they aren't.
I think I'm assuming that the majority of people who have... I know people... Mike Mercadal. He will flat out tell you, I'm not a comic book guy. My comic book history lies on the films, on the movies. And he'll watch anything that comes out that's Marvel related because they've
earned his trust.
Because they've earned his trust.
But
and I think a lot of the movie going public is like that. Well, I don't know these characters. I'm like that. I didn't know the Guardians.
Phase 3 has been a gamble, though. Look at all the guys.
Ant-Man is a
Guardians,
gamble. Ant-Man is a gamble.
Doctor Strange is not a hugely popular character.
No, he's
character.
Not. I think Doctor Strange was a gamble. Ant-Man was a gamble. Yeah. I still think the Guardians was a gamble.
I think Guardians... I agree. I'm not saying it's not a gamble, but the phrase huge gamble, I'm like, I don't believe in that.
I think it was a huge gamble.
I think the Guardians stands aside from what the regular phase movies were. When you think about what Iron Man was, Captain America, Avengers, and the type of movies and storylines that they were doing, Guardians was standing on the right hand side. They just, after they did well, then they started to integrate it to make sure that it was fitting within their phases. But that was like, I think that for me, Guardians was going to be a hit or miss. And if it missed, they were going to just not do a second one and it'd be done.
And
it was going to be a one
shot. If they missed, they wouldn't have done an Ant-Man.
Right. I think that would have just depended. It would have changed what they would have done here on out. And I loved Ant-Man.
I think,
I thought it was good for what it was.
Everything that's not Captain America Part 1 or Thor and Thor 2, everything else that Marvel has done, I love. I sincerely love Ant-Man. I sincerely love Guardians. Guardians is probably the Marvel movie that I've rewatched the most. Realistically, I'm not gonna say it's my favorite Marvel movie,
right? But it's
the one that I've rewatched the most because it has the most rewatchability factor. Like, it just built like everything about Guardians. I love that movie. I've loved every Marvel movie that has come out that's not Thor 2.
Or Captain America 1.
And that's the only thing. Avenger. And the First Avenger, I didn't hate. I give them a lot of shit.
I appreciated First Avenger. I didn't like it when I watched it. It was like, okay. Then Winter Soldier made me rewatch First Avenger, and then I appreciated it a little bit more.
You know, I'm the exact opposite. Really? I liked Captain America 1, and then Winter Soldier came out, and I go, oh, fuck you, Cap 1. Like, it made me get so angry.
I'm
like,
crap,
well, why couldn't you come up with this shit before? Like, that's the thing. That's what made me...
All the Thors were crap.
Well, that's how... Yeah.
Every single last one of them. I mean, I love Marvel. I'm one of those fangirls, but I read the comic books. I love Marvel. I love all of that. But that movie was just crap.
Yep.
Like, I will never have to rewatch it. I watched it to just know.
I give it shots, man. I keep giving it chances. I keep watching Thor 2, and I'm like, all right, man. I keep looking for silver linings, and
there is none in that movie. Natalie Portman is a goddamn silver lining.
She's actually a fucking weakness in that fucking movie. She's. I'm like, well, maybe I'll just watch it for Natalie. I'm like, God damn it. Tell me about the Lake in Naboo again. I can't fucking take this right now. Holy shit.
Lake in Naboo.
All right, what was the other?
No, that's it.
That was it for news?
That was it?
Bro, we've gone for
46 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah.
I thought it was longer.
No. It felt longer.
It felt that longer. Well,
bro,
we can talk
fuck
about
you guys, then.
No,
it felt forever.
I think it was only because of how much we were hanging on certain topics and battles of hate and trolling.
I mean, there was... Michelle Rodriguez was threatening to not be in any of the other Fast and the Furious movies, the two that are left.
Oh, no.
Because of the way they were treating women.
Oh, yeah.
She waited 6 movies to figure this out.
Well, and Charlize Theron in the
They've
movie
They've been beating
was
the shit out of women for a long time in that franchise.
Really,
you didn't notice this shit before?
Now is when you want to say something about it? Come on now.
I can't comment. I haven't seen 5 through 8.
The good ones.
I just saw 8.
Well,
saw
you haven't seen 4.
I loved it.
No, I saw 4.
4 had the Rock?
I just saw the last one.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
I skipped a bunch.
Your wife was wrong in the chat.
And then I saw the last one.
But Charlize Theron was amazing in that movie.
She was, like, but
only the first
movie
didn't have the Rock.
Are you excited for Atomic Blonde?
No,
Yes.
Atomic Blonde? Atomic Blonde.
I'm super
that
excited.
That looks so good.
I'm super excited.
I am so excited.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks good.
In order of what I am most excited to see this summer, Baby Driver, then Atomic.
Really?
Yeah. I'm so excited for
that. So the new Ape movie, you're not excited for that?
Spider-Man Homecoming?
Or Spider-Man
Homecoming.
The new Ape. Dawn of the Planet, whatever the fuck the new one is.
Yeah.
Which is the new one?
War for the Planet of the Apes.
I don't know. I'm not a big Planet of the Apes.
Those fucking movies are amazing.
I am really excited for that, but not as excited as those other two.
I am not a fan of the Ape franchise in the sense of the shitty fucking movies from back in the day.
Whoa.
The new fucking movies are fucking
shitty movie. Because the third one sucks. But one is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Four is really, really good, too. Two's okay, and three's meh.
I'll give them a try, but I think because I didn't like the originals, that I was like,
don't ever do those movies. And Donnie Wahlberg could suck a dick.
Oh, that's terrible.
Actually, I like that movie way better than the other fucking than the original.
Ah, you can go fuck yourself.
Well, I plan on doing that later, but that's neither here nor there, my friend. I am a huge. The fucking remakes are so.
They're not remakes. They're prequels.
I guess
they're okay. You don't have to guess. They are.
All right. Anyways, the new movies, the ones with the fucking in today's generation, with the talkies, are fucking amazing.
The talkies.
Those movies are fucking like I love those movies so much. They pull so much everything. It's not just a mindless action movie. It's fucking everything. It's such a great dramatic. I hate the fact that those movies don't get recognized more so by like the Oscars and shit.
I agree.
Because man, let me tell you something. When that fucking ape talked, you go, oh my God.
Tell me that Andy Serkis isn't one of the finest actors of cinema right now.
He's fine. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the finest actors I know. What's up? What's so up, cute. Andy Serkis? You call me anytime you want, Andy.
So cute.
My goodness. I'll show you my chimp, girl. That's what I'm talking about.
And he's Snoke. See, he's Supreme Leader Snoke.
Snoke.
Yeah,
and
it's Snook
and
right, is that what
and
it is?
Gollum.
Yeah,
he's Gollum.
So trust me, I highly recommend those fucking movies. Are them. Fucking great.
But I am most excited for Homecoming. To be honest with you, if I'm going to talk about
which one is
next
Homecoming?
Week, Spider-Man.
Next week, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh yes, of course. He's
like, well, I'm super excited about the movie that I didn't even remember about.
Chick flick is she fucking talking about?
I was like, what is this like? Is this like She's All That? I don't fucking get it.
Atomic Blonde and then Baby Driver. I would have to say.
Did you see Baby Driver last week?
No, I haven't seen it.
Remember we had this conversation in the chat. I had zero interest in Baby Driver. Like I had no interest from the trailer. I'm like, this. I don't care. Like it doesn't. I'm not saying I thought it was gonna suck. I just didn't have an interest in it.
Right.
Talked about these guys were like, I'm fucking super stoked. And I'm like, all right, whatever. I just don't get it. I don't see the excitement. But okay, I'm totally fine. And then it took two of my friends to post, holy fuck. Holy fuck, I can't believe, holy fuck. And they posted that they had watched a movie. And I'm like, hey man, maybe I want to watch this. Like, I even criticized myself. I'm like, you're a fucking, you know what, you're a dick. You just said that he had zero interest. And all of a sudden, two fucking people on your Facebook page. And they didn't even say, oh my God, the best movie ever. They just said, holy fuck, I can't believe this. Holy fuck, so good. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe I could fucking, maybe I'll get so excited. And then somebody else that I know commented on their post. And they said, oh my God, I'm still thinking about that movie. And I'm like, fuck, okay, well, maybe not my, you know, my you had my curiosity, now you have my interest, now you have my
nice
but I think I don't know, the ones I'm most excited for this year, the ape movie and Atomic Blonde. But I wouldn't say I'm excited for Atomic Blonde. I say I want to see it, but I don't
know. I'm genuinely excited.
Okay.
Did we talk about the new intro for DC Comics?
No.
Okay. The new intro, they have a new photo release, a high def photo release before Wonder Woman plays the new DC Extended Universe. You know that fucking like
the logo.
But the logo, right? Was introduced. It's different than the previous DC ones. And it shows a huge list of characters, and it's all animated, but it's it does say DC Universe, DC Extended Universe, whatever, or Cinematic Universe, I think is what it said. And somebody posted a high resolution shot of everybody, and they're showing a lot. Like if these people come to, like if these characters come to movies, they're not holding back.
Yeah.
They fucking have Hawkman, Hawkgirl. They have everybody,
Riddler,
not just
Black Canary.
Yeah, they have all these like characters that the average comic, the average fan wouldn't know. But fuck, if they bring them to the cinematic universe, I mean, hats off. They're going fucking. If they're gonna do this,
they gotta go big. Cause
yeah,
they have to. They don't have a choice.
They're playing catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're still playing catch.
I agree. I mean, but you know, that's gonna happen when you start 6 years later.
Of course.
But I'm very excited when they showed this logo because it's all so fast.
Yeah,
they showed in a flash. You get what I said, bro. They have Martian Manhunter. They have
Reverse Flash is in there.
Reverse Flash is in there.
I would love to see Reverse Flash done in a movie, directed by Robert Zemeckis.
I agree, man. I think Robert Zemeckis would be
miles
the
per hour. He,
we're gonna see some serious shit.
I do agree. Robert Zemeckis would be the best one to do the Flash
from the guys that are in talks.
I can you think of a better one?
No.
Even the guys that are not in talk. Even Spielberg. I wouldn't say Spielberg. I wouldn't even say he is
like an A-list director. We're not talking about like, you know.
No, but I mean anybody. Just in, can you throw out even an A-list? Can you throw out? You could say what's his name? Ridley Scott. I'd be like, no, this guy's still better. Yeah. Zemeckis is still fucking.
Yeah, and like you said, Spielberg. Spielberg is my favorite director of all time, but
he's okay.
He's done something.
Look at his face. He's so mad, dude. He's so mad.
Please go play in traffic. I would still put Zemeckis over him for a Flash movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's a perfect fit.
I think Spielberg would be much more suited for
Man of Steel.
He would be great with Superman. Fuck, yeah, man. He really would.
Shit. And he likes aliens. Get on it.
Martian Manhunter? Martian Manhunter film.
Nah, because he'll make it a batteries not included type of shit.
What's wrong with that?
I love that movie, but it's not a Martian Manhunter movie. But he makes everything about aliens
anyway.
Not
with that attitude.
He should fucking make a Superman or a Martian. He should make an alien movie.
Make a Jor-El movie.
Now you got my dick hard. Now I'm hard. I don't know. This is uncomfortable.
I saw a little something pop up there.
No, you wouldn't see it. you would not see
Jesus.
That. It's actually Jesus is what his name was. all right. So that's the geek news. So thank you for checking us out. Make sure you check out tomorrow's episode of the Mount Geekmore podcast. It would be the... Oh, happy 4th of July, by the way. This is airing 4th of July. So... Eso mismo. So make sure you check out the Geek Bro Network, all the podcasts on the Geek Bro Network, which include the What's Up Bro, Mamas of Merlot, What's Good, Cosplay Fame, Shiver, House of Heel, and Comedy Fitness, and I'm missing one.
Did you get Zeroes on Hero?
Yes.
Cosplay Fame?
Yes.
What's Good?
Shiver?
What's Good, thank you. So I don't think I did shit. Shiver. All right, whatever. Oh, anyway, so check that out. And check out our friends, Q's podcast, The Talking Geek. The Talking Geek. And the other podcast is Morbid Curiosity. And check that out. They are not on the Geek Bro Network, but they're also fun. So make sure you check them out, because that's how podcasting is done.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need. Dollar, that's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming and I reap what I done sowed. Hey, hey. Well, let me tell you something. All that glitters ain't gold. Hey, hey. It's been a long old troublesome road. And I'm looking for somebody come and help me carry this load. I need a dollar. Sorrow.
Maybe it's inside the bottle. Maybe it's inside the bottle. I had some good old buddies, names is whiskey and wine. Hey, hey. And for my good old buddies, I spent my last dime. Hey, hey. Now wine is good to me, it helped me pass the time. And my good old buddy whiskey keep me warm in sunshine. Hey, hey. Your mama may have blessed the child that's got his own. Hey, hey. If God has plans for me, I hope it ain't written in stone. Hey, hey. Because I